time now for a review, and Alex Miller is one of Australia's most successful and prolific novelists. He already has 2 Miles Franklin Awards on his shelf for Journey to the Stone Country and The Ancestor Game. His latest novel, which is his 10th, is called Autumn Lang. It's loosely based on painter Sidney Nolan's formative years with his patron, muse and lover, Sunday Reid, and explores the doomed affair between an artist and the woman who aspires to change his life. For the book show, Patricia Maunder read Autumn Lang.
At about 450 pages, it's surprising how little actually happens in Autumn Lang, and yet how captivating it is. Of course, there's drama. It's about an adulterous affair in the art world, after all. But this novel very much dwells in the inner world of creativity, emotion, and wisdom. The story is set in the late 1930s, during the brief period in which struggling young artist Pat Donlan suddenly enters, then just as suddenly exits, the lives of affluent art lovers Autumn and Arthur Lang. The attraction between Autumn and Pat is immediate, and they carry out an affair under the noses of her mild-mannered husband and his pregnant wife, Edith. This affair's progress toward inevitable implosion is intercut with the elderly Autumn's reflections, half a century later, on that most pivotal period of her life. Her end is nigh, and having glimpsed Edith in the street for the first time in more than 50 years, this once admired and influential woman seeks absolution from the hurt she inflicted through the affair, if not a little balm for the pain she brought on herself. Alex Miller shows extraordinary technical skill in deftly switching between Autumn's past, presented as quite formal third-person narration, and present, told in intense immediate first-person monologue. It's a remarkably effective structure as it gives real weight to the story. The actions and emotions surrounding the affair are not fleeting and inconsequential, but reverberate across the decades, weighing the ailing but still feisty Autumn down. Her complex, often contrary feelings of bitterness, ardour, guilt and mirth become almost tangible, hardened and polished by time. Autumn is this novel's dominant voice. She's a potent creation that shows an author at the height of his powers, but the supporting cast has also been superbly drawn by Miller. Congenial, passive Arthur and volatile, self-centred Pat developed into the robust, contrasting figures the character of Autumn needs to bounce between psychologically. But so many of the minor players, from the mercurial artists, poets and thinkers who she surrounds herself with, to her reliable, non-judgmental handyman, come to life through mere scraps of potent description and dialogue. Everything in Autumn Lang turns on the affair, and the development of Pat's artistic vision is one of its most important repercussions. This thread expands the novel beyond introspection and tackles questions of creative expression that aren't limited to the setting of mid-20th century Australia. Pat has rejected the conservative Melbourne art establishment when he meets the Langs, but has little time for their circle's theoretical chatter, which champions European modernism. He searches for his own unique vision, a distinctly Australian artistic expression, and finds it, as Sidney Nolan famously did, in the Outback. Towards the end of the novel, Miller brilliantly captures the intense heat, stillness and isolation of Queensland's hinterland, in which Pat's artistic yearnings finally find form in a frenzied, colourful series of paintings that launch his career. Poetic and rich with meaning, it's perhaps the most impressive passage in this remarkable book. Remarkable, I think, because Autumn Lang is so believable, though not because there are flesh and blood people hovering in the background. It's obvious that Miller was inspired by the Heidi Circle, the group of artists and writers whose personal and professional lives coalesced under the influence of Melbourne art patrons John and Sunday Reid during the mid-20th century. The novel has clear parallels to the relationship between Sid Nolan and Sunday and how his time with the Reeds led to his artistic flowering. The desire to compare Miller's characters to real people rapidly diminishes as they come into their own, however, their words, actions, thoughts and feelings bringing them to life on the page. At times, the words of wisdom Miller puts into the head of Autumn in particular are astonishing insights into the human condition. Indeed, this is no Romana Clay. Autumn Lang stands on its own feet as a work of fiction that's a vivid and distinctive meditation on life, love and art.
Patricia Maunder reviewing Alex Miller's Autumn Lang, and the book is published by Allen & Unwin.